I selected a very short topic for you. I delivered this message 40 years ago at Knox Memorial Church in the Philippines. One time, that was 5 years ago, I went to the church, and a man who almost cannot walk, "Are you that one who delivered that message, gave me this mountain? 40 years ago, he remembered. The reason why I make it short, because for one thing, when we grow older, our memory span becomes shorter. And sometimes we remember only a message, only here. When we get out of that door, we forget. 90% of members getting out of the door of the church, they cannot remember what was said. Give me this mountain. I was recruited from the Catholic Church at the age of 16. And I went for training for 4 months. Then they assigned me a church. And I did not know what to do. In the first 2 years, I was more of a problem than an asset of the church. I ran after the Iglesia Ni Cristo and the Jehovah's Witness for a debate. And so my superintendent has a problem. They wanted to fire me out. So on the second conference of the Northwest Philippines Annual Conference, they put me into a relations committee. But the congregation said, "No, we want him to be a pastor of this church." Because from 25, I turned it to 130 members in a matter of 1 year. So what happens is that, you think I can do that now? When I'm old? When we grow older, it seems that we become weaker. When we were younger, there is more challenge. The Methodist Church, the United Methodist Church in particular, the name, is now 62 million members, the largest Protestant denomination in the world. There are 4 Protestant denominations, remember? Lutheran, Presbyterian, Methodist, and Baptist. One is the Methodist. 62,000 million members. The largest Protestant denomination, larger than the 15 Catholic churches in America. Of course, the Roman Catholic, you cannot compete with that, at 2.5 billion members. And so the Methodist Church at the present time is the strongest lobbyist when it comes to freedom and liberty in any nation. And we are proud of that as a Methodist. But that is not what my topic is. Because when we grow older, we become leisure. Because life is easier for us. Look, sometimes we are even singing when we brush our teeth. Because all we got to do is remove it and brush it. So we become leisure. Other than that, there are so many benefits when you become senior. You go to McDonald's and have an 86 cents copy instead of $1.50. So you have the benefits of being a senior. But the point is that what happens is that when we grow older, there are some things that we forget. We even forget to get the Bible and read. We even forget that we have a hymn to sing. In 1750, the Methodist Church went global, which means to say the 5 continents and the world was spread out with the Methodist Church. It was not the largest Protestant church at that time. So John Wesley commissioned his brother Charles to write a song, "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer praise, the glory of my Lord and King, and the wonders of his grace." And we don't even sing that anymore. Sometimes, when it is the victory song of the United Methodist Church, it is the victory. It went global. We became the strongest Protestant church in the world. We love it for the suffrage of the women and the liberty of the blacks and all minorities in this country has sustained their freedom because of the lobbying of the Methodist Church, and we are proud of that. And now, as a lady of the Methodist Church, we are laymen. Layman does not mean to say that, never mind, I'm a layman. I just go there and sit down and listen to the message. Here is Caleb, 85 years of age. He went to spy when he was at the age of 40. Four of them, and all of these three went, we cannot go there. There are giants of the land. Their grapes are very small, and the soil is not very fertile. But Caleb said, no, their grapes are big, and we can conquer them with the power of the Lord. That was before the conquest. So Caleb had experienced something with the Lord. He was in the battle of Jericho. He was in the Gibeonite battle. He was in the Midianite battle. He was in battle for the giants, the Anakims, the largest skeleton that ever discovered by archaeologists is 10 feet tall. What do you think about that? Is he not a giant? 10 feet tall. And these are the Anakims. And you are only a 5'3"? To fight a giant with 150,000 people, soldiers with you, and you are fighting a giant? The Anakims. These are the descendants of Arba. It's a nation. The seven tribes of Arba went spreading all the mountains. It's Gaza, Erbat, Edom. So there are all so many giants. And you think that there is no giant? There are giants. God created the giant. But see, so what happens was that he experienced all of this, the falling of the wall of Jericho, the standing of the moon, the standing of the sun, and keeping it still. He was there. He experienced that. He experienced the crisis. Brothers and sisters, if you experience a crisis in this church or any church you go, it is just a challenge to our lives as a Christian. We have to face that challenge because it makes us richer, stronger, and firmer in our faith. By the way, we only think sometimes that coming to church is a form of habit rather than faith. We come here, because it's Sunday again. I'm going to get up and go to church. It's a habit. And so we don't even remember our Bible. We don't even remember our verses or anything, nothing. We just come to church because it is a habit. And so what happens is that it is a challenge for us all that when we grow older in this church, there is more challenge for us to work in order that we shall grow. In the Philippines, the churches in Asia are growing. Why is it that in our conference, almost every year, there is more than 100 regression of membership, decrease in membership? Are we lack of diet? Maybe. We lack a spiritual diet in America. Whereas in the Philippines, they are growing. It's now five conferences. bigger than the conference in California when the land in the Philippines is smaller than California. Because I think they are overwhelmed with very strong faith that they have a challenge in their lives. If we don't have a challenge in our lives like Caleb, our church will die. We need to have a challenge that will make our body strong. Let me tell you something about drug. When you are hypertensive, you go to your doctor, what happens? Your doctor will prescribe you a blood pressure pill, right? Number one, which is the gold standard, is Losartan. That will put down your systole. And the other one will be Metoprolol. That will put down your diastole. And so what happens? The diastole, you know, when your blood goes up. So it weakens your heart. Why do you have to weaken your heart when it is a muscle? Make it stronger. You have to have a good diet and an exercise in order to be stronger, to have that heart stronger. And so if the heart of Methodism is in us, we have to make it stronger. Not the drugs, but by the spirit, power of the Spirit and the power of faith, we have to make a vibrating life in the life of Jesus Christ. And so our church will start to grow. For each of us is a concern of the world. We are a concern of the world. We are a concern of the church. We are a concern of our neighbor. And that belongs to our concern. So it is a challenge for us. As a lady of the Methodist Church, we have to be stronger, firmer in our belief, rather than regressing in our belief. That's my message for you. Thank you.